Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Turbo Time podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Maripodi, the editor of Turbo Machinery International. And today we are talking about geothermal power generation. We're going to dive into the history of geothermal power, you know, how it's grown over the past 20 to 25 years, and then, of course, how it fits in, the industry's journey to decarbonize, and then a look at what's next. So on the show with me today to talk about this topic is Joseph Bonifin. He is the sales and business development manager of TurboDen, which is a part of Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. So welcome to the TurboTime podcast, Joseph. Thank you for taking the time out to talk with me today.
Hello. Thanks for hosting me.
So I think for those on the audience that don't know much about TurboDen, can you give a brief overview of your history in geothermal power?
Yeah, of course. So I joined the company in 2009 as a young mechanical engineer. And since the beginning, TurboDen's mission was to mitigate the global warming by developing, implementing, researching reliable solutions and energy systems that are safe, cost-efficient, and easy to use. TurboDen is an Italian company, a pioneer of ORC, organic rankine cycle technology, with a very long tradition of more than 40 years of successful and sustainable growth. As of today, we are present with our technology, which is proprietary, with 450 power plants in more than 50 countries worldwide. And to mention about our experience in geothermal, our first geothermal plant was delivered to Zambia in 1988, while our oldest geothermal plant still in operation is located in Austria since 2001. So far, we have installed the largest ORC turbine in continental Europe, a 17.5 megawatt project named Velika Ciglena in Croatia. And very proud to mention that recently we've been awarded by Fervo Energy, an American geothermal developer, for a project in Utah, 120 megawatt. So right now our fleet of ORC plants exceeds 1 gigawatt of overall capacity. So in these years we became a European leader of geothermal thanks to high efficiency, but also high reliability of our systems, and we delivered our plants, I would say, for the most demanding utilities in Germany. We've been also successful outside Europe in countries such as Japan, Turkey, USA, as mentioned, El Salvador, and the Philippines.
Okay, great. So let's talk about turbo machinery inside of a geothermal plant. What role does it play?
So TurboDen's designs and manufactures the turbo machinery, which are the heart of our ORC systems. We are capable to go up to 40 megawatt for a single multi-stage axial expander. And efficiencies are the highest reachable in the market, higher than 90% isentropic efficiency, with reliability is exceeding 99%. In simple words, the turbo machinery in our system is the rotating part that converts the pressure that stays within the organic fluid into work. And then this work is transformed into electricity by spinning a generator. This pressure in the organic fluid is created by heat exchange with the geothermal source. So in this way, there is no direct use of geothermal fluids. And there is a closed and tight circuit that is employed to generate power with no emissions in the environment. So that's why ORC technology is very clean. In essence, the role of turbo machinery in a geothermal plant is very important to have an efficient and reliable generation, which is base load and with low maintenance cost. Customization is another key element to be considered in any project. TurboDen's tradition is the capability to employ many organic fluids, such as hydrocarbons, refrigerants, or other suitable molecules. And every time we select the best one according to the project conditions and peculiarities, such as resource temperature or steam quality and quantity. So the aim is to design an efficient thermodynamic process, which is as well powered by an efficient turbo expander.
Okay, so kind of to that point, but on the larger scale, what goes into, you know, designing, manufacturing, and constructing a geothermal plant?
Okay. Well, we are basically involved in all the main steps of a geothermal project, starting from the FEED, the so-called front-end engineering and design, then to the procurement and construction of the power plant, until also the remote monitoring and support to the operation. And in particular, a geothermal project requires a multidiscipline approach. You have to know about geochemistry, reservoir engineering, thermodynamics, turbine machinery, electrical engineering, metallurgy. So just to mention a few of these main fields of expertise that are required. At Turboden, we try to embrace all these disciplines, and we start from our core know-how, which is the power plant, thermodynamics, and turbo machinery design and control philosophy. We are also very close to our customers, thanks to our after-sales network, and we try to follow all these international projects by means of our international branches. Not only engineering related, but also financial skills are required to successfully implement a project. And Turboden, being part of a multinational group, which is Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, can leverage many instruments to facilitate the export of the equipment and also grant mechanism for CO2 reduction or export credit financing.
Okay, so I'm sure that there's been changes in this, you know, sector of power generation. So how has the demand for geothermal plants grown over the past, you know, 20 or 25 years? What changes have you seen?
Yeah, just to give a few statistics, as of today, there are about 16 gigawatts of geothermal plants. That is including all technologies worldwide, including ORC technologies, including flash steam turbines, and so on. And the ORC, the organic Rankine cycle, is definitely the fastest growing technology in this power generation market. So to be more precise, ORC has doubled the shares among all different types of generation systems in the last 5 years, adding about 2 gigawatts of new plants. An advantage is the possibility to exploit the full range of geothermal sources, from very low to very high temperature, from liquid to steam dominated, and also exploit remote locations such as high elevation deserts or islands. And the ORC plants are possible to install also close to inhabited areas, that is definitely an advantage for spreading this technology. Turboden has a vast experience with plants delivering not only electricity but also heat to the district heating networks. So I see more and more of these projects, especially in Europe. But I see also a new trend for higher temperature and larger capacity ORC that is really coming very fast. Let me also mention that there is a natural match between the new and technologies such as enhanced geothermal systems and ORC, because there is the possibility to make full reinjection of fluids just mining the heat. This is implemented by innovative drilling technologies that exploit the thermal energy from the underground, so giving back the fluids at a lower temperature. And I really believe that this synergy between power plant technology and new drilling technologies is the only way to scale up geothermal application among the other renewables.
We kind of mentioned this earlier. How is geothermal power generation a pathway to decarbonization? And perhaps more specifically, you know, what are its limitations? And then what recent advancements have been made to further, you know, new builds in this area?
Okay. So that's a wide question. Let me start from the advancements and
sure.
advantages of geothermal
yeah.
systems. So I would say that geothermal can really work all year round and can be a substitution for coal or gas-fired power station because it's a baseload power and it has a very low levelized cost of production. Another advantage is that it's also dispatchable, can help to support grid stability, especially in combination with intermittent sources. Another one is that geothermal project can be perfectly integrated at most locations, and because it has a very low footprint and CO2 life cycle, also compared to other sources such as solar and wind. As mentioned, it can provide not only electric power, but also cheap thermal power. And last but not least, a geothermal project creates during the construction activities and site works temporary but also permanent jobs, which is important in developing a local supply chain. I definitely recognize a limit in the regulations, so there are barriers such as long licensing and permitting procedures, because geothermal energy traditionally is considered very similar to mining and oil and gas industry. But there are also financial barriers because a project is highly capital intensive, especially for initial exploration and drilling activities, so that is equity risk for investors. But also among the renewables, there is a problem with awareness because geothermal is much less known as compared to photovoltaics or wind, and sometimes is even compared to shale gas technology, especially in case of enhanced systems, which is definitely a wrong assumption. There are also some social and environmental barriers. For example, the induced seismicity or pollution of the underground water is one of the main concerns for the population. So, to summarize, in terms of advancements, there is a positive acceptance of geothermal energy among the energy sources nowadays, and that is really required for an effective decarbonization plan. This, for example, is reflective in supporting schemes and international programs that facilitate the implementation of new projects at a large scale. Also, I believe that oil and gas industry is more and more sensitive and interested to move into geothermal investments as compared, for example, to a few years ago.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, that question I should have broken up into a few other parts, but thanks for going through each of those segments. So,
Yeah, absolutely.
so my final question is just about, what's next? What's next for TurboDen within the geothermal space?
All right, so I see that the integration of ORC technology with other innovative geothermal technologies, let me mention the main ones. So EGS, also known as enhanced geothermal systems, closed loop geothermal systems, and lithium extraction from geothermal brine. So these three are the main ones in as innovative technologies. The combination with ORC can improve efficiency, sustainability, and economic viability. So starting from the enhanced geothermal systems, these projects generate electricity from hot, dry rock locations, enhancing the heat exchange by circulating clean water through artificially engineered fractures. In this way, it's possible to efficiently convert the moderate temperature into electricity, and making possible to expand the geographic applicability of the ORC projects, because you basically go to previously inaccessible heat sources, especially for large projects. And the project I mentioned at the beginning, the Fervo project in Utah, is an EGS project and will move ahead in different phases with gigawatt scale up. So the second one is the closed loop geothermal system that provide environmentally friendly alternatives by creating a sort of thermosiphon effect by drilling multiple lateral wells in the underground. And also here, integrating the ORC with closed loop system minimizes the environmental impact and also reduces the water consumption, because the circuit is fully tight and sealed. The last one, the lithium extraction from geothermal brine. As you know, lithium is crucial for electric batteries for automotive sector, And the geothermal brine offers a sustainable source of lithium. There are projects such as in the Rhine Valley in Germany or Argentina. And our sea technology works, in this case, as a cooler for the lithium extraction process. And there is a shared infrastructure. So this contributes to a more economically viable and also environmentally friendly process. By means of ORC, there is a sale of electricity that is added on top of the additional revenue stream coming from the lithium extraction. So in this way, you can have a cleaner and but also more profitable energy supply chain. So I would summarize that the amalgamation of ORC with EGS, closed loop, and lithium extraction can create an holistic approach for geothermal energy production. And these synergies really enhance diverse resource utilization, and but also promote environmental sustainability and also contribute to the production of rare materials such as lithium, but also silica, for example, required for emerging technologies. So, in my opinion, this integrated approach underscores geothermal energy's potential in a sustainable and diversified global energy portfolio.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Thank you for your insights, and thank you for your time and for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. Let me say goodbye with our motto at Turboden, which is clean energy ahead. And this motto shows how visionary was our founder using these words 45 years ago. So now these words, clean energy ahead, are even more crucial to be practically implemented. And I believe that geothermal is one of the opportunities we have to fight the climate change. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much, Joseph. And thank you to our audience for tuning in today. I'm your host, Alyssa Maripodi, and we will see you next time.